UK tries to recruit more young women and ethnic minority troops with gap year service. By Oliver J.J. Lane on December 27, 2025. A new program to get more young people into the armed forces will see the British government offering a gap year option from 2026, as a years-long recruitment crisis rolls on. Young people up to the age of 25 will have the option to take a gap year in the military from 2026, with the program intending to induct as many as 1,000 people a year, but starting with a more modest pilot of 150. Under the program, those who sign up would train and serve for just 2 years and wouldn't be obligated to deploy abroad, reports The Guardian. The scheme comes amid rising concern in military circles that a considerable gulf has opened between those who serve and the vast majority who do not, with most British families now having no exposure to the armed forces whatsoever. This is seen as a problem as the government, military, and NATO says the country should be preparing to transition to a war-fighting state, what is repeatedly called a whole-of-society event by military thinkers. As discussed earlier this year, the military is also concerned that longer service obligations may be putting off women and people from black and minority ethnic backgrounds, and it is hoped offering a gap year option will encourage these people who join the military. Yet the armed force already has several options for brief stints of service, and a major limiting factor on recruitment remains the infamously bad recruitment system, which is so inefficient it puts many good candidates off, and the limitations of what are called the offer, the quality of life in the armed forces. The Army has long offered a short service commission, where young officers train and serve for just 3 years, and even a one-year gap year commission, which only managed to recruit 10 people last year. Military recruitment also used to benefit from being something of an employer of last resort, a better alternative to starving. The United Kingdom has a long established an all-encompassing welfare state, leaving the military drawing from a dwindling pool of positively engaged volunteers, drawn from a dwindling pool